99.3 The Vine. Oh, it's time to check in with my buddy Drew from Napa Valley Paddle. What's up, Drew?
Hello. Happy summertime.
Yeah, it is summer, man. Look, we got color. You can tell the sun's out, and we like being on the water. So how's it going down at the dock? I saw that summer camp thing. I love it. Well, that's what I'm calling it. What do you call it?
Summer camp.
Okay. It's basically your own special guide, but then you've got programs like the includes. Tell them what it is. It's like you pay one rate and your kid can go paddle all summer.
Yep. It's a kids program. We're going to have lessons on Fridays, group lessons every week. That's included with the program.
Okay.
But the big thing is unlimited paddleboarding and kayaking for the kids all week during the week.
During the week. So, like, if you got nothing to do, you just walk down to the pier, just walk down to the dock, and, hey, Drew, got a boat? Yep. And you just take the boat up.
That's it.
Or a paddleboard. You can paddleboard, you can kayak, whatever you got there. Just go down and pick a toy. I'm thinking, if I'm 14 years old, I'm bugging my mom so hard, go down there and pay Drew. So I have something to do for 3 months while I'm out of school. I want to just paddle every day. Get wet. Go swim. Go north. You go find the swimming holes. Go south. You can go get lost in the marsh. Well, not really lost, but get far, far, far out.
Yeah.
Which I've been doing the last few days.
It's good, actually. Woo. You know, it's a good year. It's a good time to discover the river, man. It's clean.
I got it a few days ago.
The river's back. It's the new frontier, and we're trying to get the youth out there to give it a go. You know,
well,
whatever we can do to get them out.
Get it on a boat, man. And get on fishing. A paddleboard. Go fish.
Fishing tips. You know, we'll help learn the river, how to read water, how to read tide, get the most out of the river. We'll have those educational components of the program as well. And then also we're going to do one adventure paddle a month. So we'll do a group adventure paddle.
Yeah. Wow.
So it'll probably like that Trancas crossing on the ebb tide from up north Napa, ride the ebb to town. That's a great paddle.
Wait a minute. What are you going to do? Unload up valley and ride it down?
Yep.
No, Drew, what is wrong with you, man? You cheater. No, you paddle up. You pour it a couple times, it comes in, you come back.
You can do that too. I mean, we don't. Well,
I know you're trying to make it easy for your tourists.
The thing, yeah, but you can also go twice as far. All right, so you can fight the tide. You fight the tide one way, or you can ride the tide and go 13 miles instead of 6. Right?
Oh,
you still get your out. You just go a little faster.
You just go faster, farther,
faster,
rather than
bigger, faster, stronger. Further.
Oh, wow. We should be writing some lyrics right about now. Very nice.
High Tide and Horseshoe Slough.
Horseshoe? Isn't that Drew Slough? Which one did I name Drew Slough?
Fagan.
Okay, Fagan. Yeah. Yeah, I was out there a couple days ago, too. Yeah, I've been all over the place. Summer's great. Get off work and just hit the river.
Absolutely. Yeah, we can take the kids out there, too. That's a nice 3.25-mile loop. So, yep. Trying to activate this and really get the most.
Wait a minute, what's the 3.25 loop?
Get busy.
Like you go out at Cuttings Wharf and go out to like Drew Slough and back?
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
We have a private launch out there too that sometimes we can have access to. So we'll be able to.
Oh. Well, look at you.
Shorten it.
Drew's got all the tricks. You know, he wants to make it as easy for you as possible. I know you've been doing it for like 15 years now on the river, so you should know the sneaky spots. But as an old school guy, I think you should work for it. You know,
we'll work. I mean, they can work on their own time, so it's unlimited rentals during the week.
Unlimited, just one base price, and now your kids got something to do all summer. That's healthy and not on a Game Boy. You're outside, you're getting wet, having fun, working out. It's all good stuff.
$200
That's it.
June, July, August, September.
Oh, 4 months. Wow. That's a pretty good deal. Yeah. If I didn't know to vote, I'd do it right now. But, you know, I've got a couple. Well, I'll just see you out there like I do all the time.
Yeah. So, and we've got different style, you know, learn about the different kayak hull types. We got a bunch of different ones, Cobras and Vibes and
that's what I mean.
Tandems.
I can just go see what Drew's got on the dock and go, I want to ride that one. I want to take that one.
Different paddle boards.
And you can
fishing
go swim.
Kayaks.
Hey, I thought of you on Sunday. I got out of my boat into some sludge and I got all above the knee. Above the knee. going, oh, yeah, Drew, yeah. Yeah, this isn't the mud I paint myself with. I don't know why I'm thinking of you going, wait a minute, this stuff's sludgy. I was way in the back somewhere.
Do you feel how soft that mud is,
oh,
though?
Oh, it's really soft. No, it's
Cabernet mud. I mean, it's the topsoil from the Cabernet vineyards.
Hold on. Drew just called it Cabernet mud. Write that down. Drew, Cabernet mud.
It's the topsoil that rolls off these mountains for, you know, a million years.
Yeah, man. Right.
And it's the Calistoga mud bath. That's where it came from.
That's where it all began. So here's our river.
Scoop it up and haul it up valley back in the day, 70s.
Now you don't have to. You just get your boat, jump out wherever you want, and go bloop. Oh, there it is. Got it. Yeah.
Well, your own organic mud bath. Real. Keeping it real.
Yeah. And then you got to keep it real, leaning off the side of your boat, going, and washing the mud off now. I mean, I got deep, and it was fun.
Did you get your leg out?
Yeah. There's a trick. It's kind of like quicksand. You just lean forward, and your heels will start bending out. Yeah. And then, boop, and then you'll come out. Just don't try and do it fast, because that's a quicksand move, and you're just going to sink.
Go further.
So you're not really going that far, but, you know. It's not really quicksand. I enjoy the river, Drew, just like you. So if you too want to enjoy the river, go down, see Drew at Napa Valley Paddle, hook up the kids for the summer sesh, or just get out there if you've never supped or anything. There's a good chance right there. When it's hot, just go out. Yep. You can get wet.
And it's right off the Main Street dock. That's where everything's based. You can walk down and talk to us. Give me a call, and we'll get everybody set up. But the group lessons, we're real excited about that because we'll be able to get people fired up and it's really about learning how to get, you know, learning out how to ride these tides and the wind and all these, you know.
So there it is.
The wetlands, the forest, where to go, when to go. It really is it's a lot of fun if you do it right in particular, you know.
And you're the man to show them how to do it.
So we're looking forward to teaching everyone.
Yeah, well, it's coming. Summer's here. So go see Drew, and I'll see you out on the river. Thanks, Drew.
Thank you.
I'll see you on the river probably later.